Indigenous communities and environmental groups celebrated a federal decision this week against the Dakota Access Pipeline. A judge ruled a more thorough environmental impact study is required. Jim Blackburn, an environmental lawyer and professor at Rice University, says the same is true of the Permian Highway Pipeline in the Texas Hill Country.
We are fooling with a very perishable resource.
He says multi-billion dollar oil and gas company Kinder Morgan should have considered all possible routes.
There should not be pipelines coming across the Texas Hill Country. I mean, they can go around the Hill Country.
Blackburn is also the president of the Trinity Edwards Springs Protection Association, TESPA, which is suing Kinder Morgan for spilling 36,000 gallons of drilling fluid while constructing the pipeline.
TESPA is not opposed to pipelines per se. They're just putting the wrong pipeline in the wrong place.
The TESPA litigation argues the spill was a violation of the Safe Drinking Water Act. But Blackburn says NEPA, the National Environmental Protection Act, is also at issue in the pipeline plans.
The position was taken by Kinder Morgan and by the Corps that no separate NEPA analysis was required.
The Corps Blackburn mentioned is the Army Corps of Engineers. It allowed Kinder Morgan and other companies to skip over the NEPA analysis. In the case of the Dakota Access Pipeline, the judge decided that was a violation of federal law. Sierra Club attorney Rebecca McCreary says her organization recently asked a judge to halt construction of the Kinder Morgan pipeline based on similar violations. She says the environmental review didn't consider all alternatives, including not building a pipeline.
Yeah, there would need to be a no-action alternative. That's in a lot of environmental reviews. That's something that you look for, is no pipeline an option.
Kinder Morgan declined to comment, and the Army Corps of Engineers did not return TPR's request for comment. The Corps and Kinder Morgan face multiple lawsuits across Texas, some of which center on the same issues from the Keystone XL and Dakota Access lawsuits. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in the Texas Hill Country.